This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. So, we're going to get away to Coach McDermott.
All right. Good win. Good to see us come together a little bit as a team, play better complementary football in the second half. Obviously, the turnovers and penalties in the first half can't happen. I thought the defense did some things well in the first half, and just overall, it was a lot of firsts for some players, for some coaches, and that we were put in some good situations that we can learn from. So, with that, I'll turn it over to you.
In general, it didn't seem like this was too big of a thing for the rookies in general. Kind of how did you think they performed?
Yeah, I mean, overall, I think, early on, Kair and Christian were out there, and it looked like, again, they're playing on opposite sides, but it looked like they were holding their own out there and doing some good things and taking what they practiced to the game field, which is good to see. And then you saw Blackshear at the end. I mean, he gave us some juice. He was different. And so all the way through the game, rookies were making contributions. TB had the touchdown there on defense, which was fun to watch. And so, yeah, overall looked good.
Sean, you mentioned Isaiah Hodgins and just how well he stepped up at this camp. To see him rewarded with a game like he had today, how does that make you
feel?
Yeah,
2 years of injury and fighting back, and that resilient nature that he has. And he's just he's a great human being, and his teammates love him. And great to see him work himself back into position to make those plays, and for him to make those plays and come through for us was outstanding.
Sean Case was in here earlier, and he took ownership of the turnovers, but four in the first half of the offense. I know your tolerance for giving the football away that many times is very low. So, what was your message maybe to the offense at halftime, and what do you take away from that, knowing that Case and the offense struggled as much as they did in the first half?
Yeah, I mean, Case is a good football player. I'll start there, and I know he wants some plays back. I do too. There's some things that could have done better, and I mean, I think that's true for our entire football team, right? This is one game, and it's a preseason game. There's a lot for us to learn from. I know the result was the result, and we win, and that's great. But the things we can learn from this game, Case included, myself included, will benefit us as we move forward as a football team.
So what was your reaction to Matt's 82-yard bomb? I mean, not only a big punt, but in a big spot, end of a half, flip of the field, and then kind of assess how he did overall, including the holding part of it, which led to a game winner in this game.
Yeah, I'll start there first. Again, situationally, to be in those moments of the game, whether you're a coach, a player, that's hard to, and we try, it's hard to simulate in practice. You guys are out of practice. You see what we try and do situationally. But that's great experience for Matt there. And then being able to flip the field like that was huge. And so I thought he was pretty consistent throughout the night in what he did. I thought Matt Hawk had a good punt early there with the pooch situation.
Moving down the field to win the game, and of course you have to, again, it's situations that you're trying to replicate or whatever. Would you have rather kicked the field goal rather than scoring a touchdown because you want to see these guys go out there and execute?
In what drive? Which one are you talking about?
Winner. Game winner.
Would I rather what?
Kick the field goal instead of scoring a touchdown.
We did.
Just to see how they would react to.
If I had the choice, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it is, I do have some thoughts in mind, like it'd be nice to be able to get a look at this person in this situation, So that's for me going home. We didn't take care of the football like I wanted us to or had hoped we would. So we can learn from that. So don't like it, but what an opportunity to learn from it. In a similar way, would love to have the touchdown, but you know what? We'll take that situation to be in with our young holder there and T. Bass, because we'll be in those situations again through the year, and we will have been there before. And to come through and produce in those situations gives us that necessary confidence moving forward.
Coach, can you talk about your impressions on Kyrie and Benford?
Yeah, like I said at the outset, I mean, it looked like both of them battled in there, and I think they were going against some of the ones early on there, and I'm not sure all of it for sure until I look at the film, but they didn't shy away from the competition. I thought they battled.
Sean, they don't talk like they're wide-eyed rookies, but we still haven't gotten to the point where it's the real games going on. Is there any thought of, like, that's coming for them or their confidence? You know what I mean? They have confidence now, which they've shown the ability to step in, but, you know, it's still a big step getting to where you're going to be in another few weeks when
right.
the season starts.
No, that's where really our veteran leadership, the core of our team, they do such a phenomenal job of really counseling these guys, educating them when they have questions or, hey, they're nervous before a preseason game or the next step of, in a couple of weeks, as you mentioned, you know, the season and the regular season games. I mean, that's where those guys will really help us. Their DNA is very competitive to start off with anyway, but they also have a great way about the two of them in terms of how they listen and respect their veteran teammates, and then the veteran teammates jump in and really counsel them on how this thing works.
Sean, obviously Khalil had some big plays tonight. Just talk about what impressed you the most about him.
Yeah, he seems like he's got a good knack and feel for the position. I know that that's what Brandon thought coming out and his staff, and you watch him, whether he's returning punts back there or he's catching the football or blocking in the run game, which is also an important piece of being a receiver on this football team. No job is too small, and in the same way, no job is too big, it appears, and he's off to a good start.
Sean, specifically talking about the defense, how valuable was it for them to get reps against Matt Ryan and the ones minus Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah. I don't think you try and do it in practice. You try and simulate things. But to get that experience, that exposure, it's you can't replicate it. So it was good work for us. I think we had a couple, one if not two, maybe sudden change situations with that group as well, going against that first offense from the Colts. So, again, good situational experience for us.
What do you think it means when you have year after year these multi-score preseason comebacks? Doesn't matter if the guys in the bottom of the roster change every year, like it does every team in this league, but every single season you have one of these. You know, what does it say about this program you've built, and what can it mean when the games do start to come?
Yeah, I think it's fun. Number one, like this is supposed to be a game that's fun, and hopefully it was fun for the fans. I know it was fun for that locker room. I mean, those guys were as excited as I've seen them for a regular season game in the same situation. So, the older guys watching these again, young players come through in those situations, or a player like Isaiah Hodgins. That's why you do this, and it's part of the reason why we do it is to have fun and see guys rewarded for all their hard work. And I also think that, listen, at the end of the day, the games play with your heart, right? And it's fun to see that come out, too, in professional sports where guys put it on the line. They want to win even in an exhibition game.
How aware are the players of the preseason streak right now?
Yeah, we don't talk. Joe, don't jinx us now. Don't talk about that. That's on the record. If we don't win next week, it's on Joe.
No. How much would you impress the guys like your developmental projects and Cam Lewis, Mike Love, you got Giles Harris out there playing. How much did that let you know about the quality depth on this roster?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to be able to go to those players. Cam's been in games for us and played well. And the other guys, I mean, so it's we just continue to try and Brandon brings players in, we continue to try and develop. That's the way, that's the symmetry between the scouting department and the coaching staff, that it's our job to develop the people that they bring in.
Sean, Raheem last year was big down the stretch, especially with that first couple drives when Matt Barkley was in. What did you see out of him? He was also big in the receiving end of things as well.
Who, I'm sorry?
Raheem last year.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, he gave us some juice. He was different when he came on the field. I think he had a good, I know he had a punt return, maybe a good kickoff return also. He didn't want to be taken out. I would say the same about TB after the interception for the touchdown there on defense. He went right back in. And these are the things you guys always don't see or hear. It's, hey, he had a chance to tap out of the next kickoff coverage. I'm talking about Terrell Bernard. And he's like, no, I got it. So that says a lot about a young man in terms of wanting to be out there, wanting to do everything he can to help the team and taking advantage of all the opportunities that they get.
John, we saw a lot of return guys and a lot of different guys taking turns on those returns. Is that competition for both punt and kick as open as it's been for you in your years? Or it just seems like there's nobody that's really the guy right now.
Yeah, but I would say what I've seen to this point, what I saw tonight in terms of tracking the ball, and taking care of the football. I liked what I saw as far as that goes, and we'll just see where we go this week with it.
When the offense is on the field, how much do you listen in to Ken Dorsey and kind of that communication? And you're listening to it a little bit more now that you know that chemistry is trying to be made. And what do you take away from this first preseason game?
Yeah, like I said earlier, Josh, I think that's a lot what we can continue to learn from. I mean, it's not just what the result is again, but it's situationally, did we like what we called? I'm not saying we did. I'm just saying as coaches, we'll go back, and it's preseason for us as well. And in this case with Ken Dorsey, he went through today a stretch where things weren't going the way we wanted them to go or we had scripted out. But he also came through in the end for his offense and put together a couple game-winning drives there. So I think we go back as coaches. I know we go back as coaches and evaluate ourselves. And I thought he did some really good things. And same with Matt Smiley and his debut as special teams coordinator in his first game. So, you know, that was good to see those guys and real proud of them.
Talked about Raheem Blackshear. What have you seen from Zach Moss? What did you see from him tonight? He got a lot of work early, had that big run. Yeah. How do you feel about his progress through training camp and to begin the preseason?
Yeah, I've been very impressed with Zach. His offseason got off to a great start. Remember, a year ago, you know, he was hurt in the offseason, had the surgery, I believe. And so he was recovering, going through his rehab. And this offseason, he put in a lot of work on and off the field. And now he's starting to see, really is carrying that through training camp, and he got off to another good start today, which was fun to watch. Guys, good?
Thank All right, you.
Thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.